Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Doctors change lives every day, but what happens when life changes yours? A single injury, a sudden illness, your career, your income, your future can shift in an instant. The best physicians don't just plan for success, they protect it. At Set for Life Insurance, they believe financial security isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. True owned occupational disability insurance ensures that no matter what happens, your future stays in your hands. Because protecting your income means protecting everything you built. Visit drpodcastnetwork.co/setforlife today. Secure your future before life makes a choice for you. Hey guys, welcome to Bootstrap MD. This is the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. We're going to help doctors to learn to reclaim control, to build income outside the exam room and hospital, and create a life that they actually love. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm a 20-plus year physician entrepreneur, and I really want to thank you for spending the time with me today. Maybe you're listening during your commute, maybe you're at the gym, maybe you're hiding out between patients. I really appreciate you being here. So if you've ever thought about sharing your knowledge beyond one-on-one patient care, maybe by writing a book, building an online course, launching a coaching program, you've probably asked yourself, where do I even start? So I hear this question constantly from physicians I coach, some of whom are in my Momentum MD mastermind. They know that they have valuable expertise. They know other people would benefit from that expertise, but they're stuck in, you guessed it, analysis paralysis. Questions they ask themselves. Should I write a book to establish credibility? Should I create a course because that's more scalable? Should I just start coaching people one-on-one? So on this episode, I want to break it all down. We're going to give you the real talk about what each option really takes, the time investment, the tech requirements, the marketing needs, and last but not least, the earning potential. I'll share with you how I approached my own entrepreneurial journey, including expensive detours I took because I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I did. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you're going to have a clear decision-making framework to figure out which paths make sense to you. Not based upon what some internet guru is telling you to do, but based upon your own specific situation, your goals, and your resources. And I'm going to share with you some examples of doctors I work with. A physician who built a multiple six-figure coaching business in under a year. Another doctor whose modest book opened doors to incredible speaking opportunities. And an internist whose course is now selling on autopilot. So let's talk about the problem, what we're trying to solve. Let's be honest. Most physicians weren't trained to be creators, to be entrepreneurs. We were trained to follow systems and protocols. We didn't get any marketing courses in med school. No one taught us how to build an audience or validate a business idea. So when you're finally ready to create something on your own, it's really easy to get stalled out or just get overwhelmed by all the multitude of options that are out there. Should I write a book? Should I build a course? Should I start offering coaching? Should I do all three at once? You probably watch webinars. You probably followed some guru out there. Maybe you even bought a course yourself. And you still ended up overwhelmed and confused about your first step. I remember when I first started out, I was still seeing patients full time, but I know I wanted to build something on the side. I spent money on programs that promised to turn me into authority overnight. I subscribed to all the platforms. I built expensive software programs. And you know what happened? Analysis paralysis. I had so many half-finished projects and zero actual customers. Does this sound familiar to you? And this is the trap that I see and a lot of doctors fall into. So here's what a lot of those guru programs don't really tell you. Your first step depends not only where you want to go, but where you are right now. So I want you to ask yourself, what resources do you have? What's the size of your audience? How much time can you realistically commit? What's your current cash flow situation? And one that most don't talk about, but I think it's the most important, is what's your confidence level in terms of education on marketing and sales? Because I've seen this happen too many times. Doctors invest in course creation programs. They might be able to build beautiful, comprehensive online programs, but only to launch to crickets. Why is that happening? There's no audience. There's no email list. No social media following. It could really crush your confidence. So if they just started out with a different approach, one that I want to share with you today, it could have saved yourself a ton of money and headaches. So this is the problem that I want to solve. I want you to choose the right entry point for you, your unique situation. So some approach might require more tech savvy. Some approach might require more time. Some will require more audience. Some will require more confidence. So I want to break each one down to give you an informed decision. So let's start with books. Writing a book is powerful. I'm not going to downplay it. A book is going to position you as a thought leader. It's going to give you your ideas credibility and authority in a way few others can. Imagine you're the author of a book. You're handing a copy of a book to your patient, your client, or a conference host. Feels great. Instantly, your stock is going to go up. Books have a perceived value that it's really difficult to match. Now, I'm going to do a plug. I experienced this firsthand when I published my book, The Position Physician. Suddenly, I was getting invited to speak at conferences I couldn't get into before. Media opportunities starting to come my way. People were asking me about my coaching. But here's the reality that most people won't tell you about writing a book. Most books are not going to get you rich from royalties alone. Here's a sobering fact. The average self-publishing book sells fewer than 250 copies. Even traditional published books, where they're big companies, don't make authors wealthy from book sales. Now, with self-publishing, if you do it on your own, maybe you're going to make $7 to $12 a book. If you use the Amazon Kindle program, which I do, it's even less. $2 to $5 per sale. So 10,000 books sold, you can make $2,000 to $5,000. With traditional publishing, you're often getting just 10 to 15% of the covered price. Now, self-publishing is faster than traditional publishing, which, to be honest, can take 1 to 2 years just to get on shelves. But self-publishing, especially if you don't take my course on how to get a book published in 3 days, it's still going to require editing, formatting, cover design, and marketing. It's not just typing up a Word document and hitting the word publish. I've seen too many physicians spend months and months writing what they thought would be game-changing books. Some invested $20,000, $30,000 in ghostwriters, and then thousands more on editing and design. Hey, the books look beautiful, but guess what? They're probably only selling a few hundred copies, generating a fraction of their investment back. Now, I wouldn't consider these failures, but their expectations were misaligned. So you're probably asking yourself, why write a book at all? So here's the truth. The book is not the business. The book is the door to the business. You want to write a book because you want to attract high-quality leads on autopilot. You want to get booked for speaking gigs and media appearances. You want to open the doors to other high-ticket offers. You're using a book to build a long-term foundation for your expert brand. So that's what my book did, The Position Physician. It's brought in clients. And still helps me get clients year after year. But these clients didn't just buy the book and disappear. They also joined my programs. They signed up for masterminds. They attended my events. They even became my partners. This is where the real ROI lives. I'll give you another example. I saw a book. She wrote a relatively simple book on hormone health. Nothing groundbreaking, but it really positioned her perfectly. That $10, $15 book has led to speaking engagement worth thousands. It's led to corporate wellness contracts, probably worth even more. The bottom line is you're going to write a book that have a strategy for what you need to have a strategy for what happens after you do it when someone reads it. The book itself is rarely the end game. So let's now talk about courses, online courses to be specific. These can be incredibly powerful. You're going to create the content once, then that course becomes a scalable, semi-passive income stream. Now, I emphasize semi because no matter what anyone tells you, it's not truly passive. Courses still require maintenance, updates, and marketing. And I've said it before, but the dream of set it and forget it, I'll be honest, it's mostly a myth because I built several courses over the years. Now, every now and then they buy a course, but still I need to support them. It needs to be upgraded. But what the course does is it offers tremendous leverage. You can reach hundreds, perhaps even thousands of students without having to show up live each time. But here's what people, I'm giving you honest truth, don't tell you about building courses. They take more than just recording a few Zoom videos. To create a successful course, you need one. You need to solve a very specific problem that people are actually looking to solve. Number two is you want to structure your content for actual results, not just dumping information. Number three, you're going to figure out how to market it and launch it effectively. And four, you need to provide customer support that people actually complete it and get results. And again, this is where many physicians struggle. We're used to being comprehensive. We want to include everything we know about a topic. I know you know that I'm talking to you out there. But the most successful courses are focused on one specific transformation. Now, if you have a course and you don't have an audience already, your first course, it might flop. I just want to be honest with you. Not because it's bad, but because no one knows it exists. And that's the cold hard truth that course creation programs often gloss over. That's why many creators build an audience first, and so that they can pre-sell the course before they actually create it. Let me give you some examples that have worked really, really well for doctors. One, they're answering common patient questions they're tired of repeating. Maybe they've taught other clinicians a specific protocol or approach. Third is they want to scale their knowledge beyond one-on-one care. So examples of doctors I work with, doctors who are burned out from telling the same weight loss advice to the patient over and over. We help them build a simple course teaching their methods. Nothing fancy, just PowerPoint slides with voiceover, some handouts, and a private community. I've seen firsthand people build odd, modest email lists, maybe just a few hundred people, but they build some surprising income results, sometimes $10, $20, $50, $80, $100,000 or more. More importantly, their patients took their courses, they got better outcomes out of it because they could review the material as many times as they wanted. I've seen physicians build modest $500 courses, teaching other clinics different protocols, different treatment approaches. Some have made five, even six figures just the first month after they've launched. Not again because of the techno or it was amazingly state of art, but the courses weren't fancy. They weren't extensive. But what they did is they solved a painful problem for a specific audience. Maybe transitioning from insurance to cash pay, that's what I do, or implementing specific treatment protocols. So if you're considering a course, ask yourself a few of these questions. Do I have a proven method that creates results? Do I have a way to reach potential students? Can I break down my expertise into clear, actionable steps? And this is important, am I willing to market this consistently? Now, if you answered yes to all these four questions, a course might be right for you. If not, there might be a better starting point, which we're going to dig into. So what is that? It's coaching. It's my personal favorite. And for most of us, this is where physician entrepreneurs start out. Coaching is the fastest path to cash and clarity. Why? Because you already have the expertise. People will pay you to help them apply to their specific situation.
America spends more on healthcare than any other country, yet we rank 48th in life expectancy. We spend trillions, but 200,000 insured people still declare medical bankruptcy every year. Clearly, the system is broken. But what if there was a way to take back control, to break free from inflated costs and red tape? That's exactly what Crowd Health was created, a smarter, more transparent way to pay for healthcare. No middlemen. No bureaucracy, just a community helping each other when it matters most. Join the revolution. Go to joincrowdhealth.com and use promo code BootstrapMD for a discount on your first 3 months. Because your health should be in your hands, not theirs.
Here's a few types of coaching that you can offer. You can do one-on-one coaching, high-ticket, intensive, personalized coaching. Two, you can do group coaching, mid-ticket, more leverage. You're building an aspect of a community. And maybe there's a hybrid, just a combination of both. Maybe you're offering self-paced materials, plus you're giving them live support. Coaching works especially well if you don't want to spend 6 to 12 months building a course or writing a book before it makes money. Honestly, you could literally start with a Google Doc, a Zoom account, and a Calendly link. I've seen doctors go from just having an idea to paid coaching clients in less than a week. Now, the most common mistake I see is thinking you need a perfect program, a curriculum, or some type of certification. I know you docs, you love your certifications. Guess what? You don't need one. You need transformation where you can help someone achieve their goals. That's it. I've seen doctors, they're hesitant about coaching because they didn't have a quote system out yet. What I did is help push them to focus on their outcome. They could help people achieve, helping other doctors negotiate better contracts, helping patient prepares for treatments, for surgery, etc. Some started with a client paying just $2,000 to $3,000, a few months of support, maybe helping them with their burnout. Within a year, they helped multiple clients, paying them $5,000 each for their expertise. Once they got in demand, they could raise up the price. That's significant revenue from a business that didn't even exist a year prior. Some advantages of coaching that can give you: if you have testimonials, if you have case studies, you want social proof, if you have deep market research on what your audience really needs, if you have real world messaging that actually sells. Starting with the coaching first can feed into creating your course or your book later. And that's what I usually recommend, coaching as the first step for most physician entrepreneurs. So think about it. When you're coaching someone one-on-one, you're learning exactly where they get stuck, what questions they have, what objections they've come up with. This is gold for helping you create your future content. I remember coaching doctors myself who wanted to help other doctors build a similar practice that they had. Now, I thought the biggest challenge would be finding doctors who'd be interested in it. But throughout our sessions, I discovered the real issues were often their own money hangups and mindsets and fear of charging what they were worth. Does this sound familiar? So those insights completely changed how I structured my own programs on helping people, doctors build cash-based practices. If I was helping a doctor have a practice that's at his a six and seven figure practice, I should be able to charge at least a five figure practice from my knowledge, from my expertise. Coaching can also let you test and refine your ideas before investing months in creating product. Don't get into that dilemma. If no one is going to pay you for one-on-one help, they're probably not going to buy your course or your book either. And again, the beautiful thing about coaching, it's high ticket. You can make $5,000, $10,000 plus a month or more with just a handful of clients. That's going to create breathing room to build other aspects of your business, perhaps even scale down your practice, or perhaps leave medicine altogether. Now, which one should you start with? I want to bring this all together for you. This is the decision tree that I often use with my own clients. If you want to start with coaching, I would do so if you're looking to build more revenue quickly, you know, 30, 60, 90 days. If you're still figuring out exactly what your niche truly needs, if you like working with people directly, and if you want to test your ideas before investing in bigger products. Point is on all these is you need testimonials and case studies. You have limited time to create content up front. So I honestly recommend coaching for doctors who are still working clinically and building their business on the side. The time investment is minimal and you can get paid while you're still refining your approach. Now, if you want to start with courses, this is best if you already coach people and you just want to validate your method. You already have an email list, a podcast, a social following, and you're ready to scale without trading all your time for money. You have expertise that can be structured into clear steps. And maybe you got 3 to 6 months to create and launch when you don't really need to get immediate income. Finally, you should think about courses if you already have a reliable way to get clients and customers. So courses make sense when you've already proven your approach works and you want to reach more people, but they require more upfront work before you see return. Finally, becoming an author of a book. You'll choose this path if you want to build long-term credibility in your field and you already have a back-end offer, coaching, a course, etc. You're looking for your book to help you get more speaking gigs, press, and media exposure. And you're comfortable playing a long game, 12 plus months before a return on investment. You have a message that needs deeper explanation. You have the time and the resources needed to market it properly. Books are powerful, but they're a slow burning asset. I usually recommend them as a second or third step and not necessarily your starting point. So, bottom line, if you're still unsure about all of this, coaching is almost always the best starting point. It's the leanest It's the fastest. It's the most flexible option. Honestly, you could start coaching tomorrow. Literally, I've had clients get their first paying coaching client within days of making their decisions start. I've seen specialists who were torn between all different options. Some had great approaches to chronic conditions they wanted to share. They wanted to do the book, the online course, and the coaching at the same time. I convinced them that we really needed to start with coaching first. Once I worked with them, within a few months, they had several clients paying them just normal fees, maybe $400, $600 a month for their guidance. Maybe some of them even free. But after all, they got more comfortable doing it and sharing and giving confidence to others. Again, with coaching, it's just a transference of confidence. Suddenly, they're starting to build thousands in monthly revenue. More importantly, they get incredible insights in what their clients were really struggling with. And it often wasn't what they initially thought. Suddenly, those insights from coaching helped them build mini courses. And then creating months later, they were able to sell courses at price points of $200, $500 to $1,000 or more. Then after that, they got their books published that immediately had audiences waiting for them. So that's the progression I would recommend for most. Coaching, then course, then a book. And here, I'm going to give you a bonus insight. These aren't mutually exclusive long-term. The most successful physician entrepreneurs are able to delegate, they're able to manage their time, and eventually they have all three working together in their business ecosystem. They're just smart about their sequence. So I want to leave with you with, you know, my own story of how I got started. For myself, I started with coaching because I wanted to help other people build their own online businesses through I taught them about entrepreneurship. It really started with people somehow learned through the grapevine of what I was doing. I started an online business on the side for my physician income that eventually helped me retire from medicine for several years. I didn't start up with an automated webinars or slick sales funnels. It was just people reached out to me, wanted to learn about my experience, and they wanted to pay me on my knowledge, my expertise, and I had a deep desire to serve. So my first coaching offer was simple. I'm going to help you start your online business within 90 days. We did two calls a month. I had a little bit of a community. And I believe it was like $5,000 for my first program. And then I validated my other offers by going to other professionals, eventually leading up to physicians, because that was my core edit. That was my audience that I connected with, being a physician myself. From those coaching sessions, I helped create frameworks and systems based upon what was actually working. Then I was able to turn those frameworks into courses and then group programs, similar to our Momentum MD Mastermind. Then it wasn't after doing books and courses, and eventually I wrote my book, The Position Physician, to help support the brand and open the doors to more opportunities for myself. So to sum it up, here's what I recommend. Start with one-on-one coaching. That'll help you generate immediate revenue and insights. Then maybe move into group coaching or perhaps create a course once you have a proven system. And then you want to cement your authority with a book. Now, you're probably a little bit disappointed. This isn't the get-rich-quick approach that some of these gurus promise. It's not sexy, but it is sustainable and it 100% works. It's a method that's helped me create real businesses from hundreds of physicians that I worked with throughout the years. So what about it for you? I want to give you guys a quick action plan based upon where you might be right now. So if you're starting with no audience, define one specific result you can help people achieve. Create a simple one-on-one coaching program. Then I want you to reach out to 10 people who might need your help. Have actual conversations. Just don't post willy-nilly on social media. Now, maybe you're a little ahead of the game. Maybe you already have a few coaching clients. Start documenting your process and the common questions that come up. Consider a small group program as perhaps your next step. Then start building your email list with a simple lead magnet. Test messaging for a potential course. Now, if you have a proven system and you're growing an audience, now maybe the time is to start thinking about courses. Map out your course outline based upon real client experiences. Pre-sell them. This can help validate before you build the whole course. Plan how you'll deliver support alongside the content. Do you need to hire a VA? Can you do it on your own? Then finally, consider how a book might fill into your long-term strategy. Now, I gave you a framework, but be honest, there's no perfect path. The important part is to start somewhere. Remember, perfect is the enemy of done, and done is what pays the bills. So I hope you like this episode. I want to know what your next move is. Is it a book? Is it a course, coaching? feel free to drop me a line. You can contact me at bootstrapmd.com. I really hope this episode has given you clarity on which path makes the most sense on your current situation. And again, if you haven't checked us out, check out our free course, community called School, S-K-O-O-L. It's called Doctors Online Success. Go to school, SKOOL.com/Doctors Online Success. It's 100% free. We're getting close to our 100th member. It's a great way of sharing knowledge. We can dig deeper into this information. I'd love to know what you're committed to and why. It'll help you help clarify your niche, price your coaching offer. You can go ahead and check that out. Also, again, if you are not a subscriber to my podcast, please do so. It really helps share my message and information to others that could definitely use it. So I'm going to thank you for joining me on this episode of Bootstrap MD. Let me know. Are you going to choose a book, a course, coaching? I'd love to hear from you. Remember, you're going to have ups and downs in your business, but just do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.